SBS Radio.
I understand how important it is for you guys to win all the time. But how do you deal with losing?
Well, I'm not very great dealing at losing, to be honest. However, just learning how to get back up on your feet, even though you're at your lowest point in your life, just learning how to get back up. And even though some people cannot help you to get back up, you just need to do it by yourself.
Mm-hmm. When I experience losing, I try and take the positive sides of it. Mm-hmm. So learning from your mistakes from the game, try to find a solution of how to improve from that game, so for future games you can apply those solutions and do better when you're playing the next game. So instead of seeing the negative sides when you're losing or continuing to see the problems, just trying to find solutions of how to fix your mistakes and how you can improve yourself as a player.
Nia?
The way I deal with losing is I usually talk back to my coach. I report to her what has happened, and I usually after that I would assess my game and see what I did well, what can I improve on, and what lessons have I learned from that game to do the same in the next game.
Mm-hmm. Josh.
I used to cry a lot when I lost.
Oh, that's sad.
I used to get really sad. But now, like, the way I look at it now, and I think we all look at it this way, is like, it's either you win or you learn. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no word as losing.
Okay.
Because you don't really lose. At least you learn something from your match. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's something you should always take in.
Yeah, but it's really hard to lose. I know, guys, how hard it is. But it's good that, you know, you're trying to keep positive.
Yeah.
About it, and you know, taking some lessons from it as well. So that's good. And let me know, how special is tennis for you?
Tennis is very special to me.
Okay.
Like, I grew up with tennis from when I was 7.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like every week I would play tennis. So it's very special to me.
All right.
Yeah.
Tennis has become a big part of my life because it has made me the person who I am today, because I've learned lessons not only just in tennis but also life itself, because tennis can teach you morals and values that you can apply in life. So such as like I said from before, trying to not get frustrated, because in life sometimes you get frustrated and there's problems and there's humps, like, you know, obstacles in our life. So it's important to recognize that you have to solve those problems, be mentally strong, try and fight those problems, and be the best person you can be. So, yeah.
Okay. I like that. Be the best person you can be.
Coach Pat said that too.
Oh, that's Coach Pat's words. Okay, how about you, Neo?
Tennis is very special to me because it is a big part of my life.
Okay.
It's been there with me since I was very young.
Mm-hmm. 4 years old, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And it's been, almost 12 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Almost 16, so 12 years playing tennis, and I've grown with it, learned to love it, and really recently, you know, joining the team, I've really wanted to take tennis far.
Okay. How about you, Josh?
Tennis to me, like, same as all these guys, it's like a privilege, because not everyone gets to enjoy playing tennis the way we do. And it's been a long journey since I was pretty young when I started as well.
Yeah.
And it's just, it helps develop you in your life as well. Like our motto, discipline, respect equals inspire.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, it really helps in the world. And like, even if you join the workforce, like, your tennis can build onto that, like, in daily life. So it's good.
So how do you apply that as well when you study in school? Are you doing great in school as well? Having good grades?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, because you're very disciplined people, right?
Yeah,
because a while ago, Neo was saying that he wants to take this further, you know. So do you want to turn it, like all of you, do you want to turn it into a professional career someday?
We hope so, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us more about that, Neo.
We would like to take it far, because joining this team, it's almost made us one family, mm-hmm. and we all support each other and we all push each other to become mm-hmm. better. And every training session we do, we always become better. And even when one's dropping, we always pick each other up. And that's how we improved together. And we've gone all far together in tournaments. And we feel like we could make it far if we just put in keep putting in the effort together. And that's what motivates us to keep going and going further.
Okay, but how about doing a professional tennis?
I don't see myself as a professional tennis player. However, mm-hmm. I recently did the level two coaching. So especially at this young age, I see myself being a professional coach, traveling around places, helping those sponsored tennis players. Yeah, just being there, supporting the kids.
Okay.
I'm quite late in my years. I'm 18. You see mm-hmm. these young guns in Australian Open that like 18 years old. So obviously, I see myself as a person just continually improving themselves mm-hmm. because I recently undergo the HSC. So I finished that. So now I'm moving on to my uni life. So that's my main focus, is trying to get through tennis. Mm-hmm. That's going to help me with my fitness and I guess like mentally preparing myself mm-hmm. for the future journey. So, yeah.
All right. How about you, Josh?
Yeah, I hope to turn it professional and... Yeah, it's just I see that I have to put in a lot of work if I want that to happen, and I just gotta stick to discipline, mm-hmm. and just always stick to a routine every day and just keep going, cruise along, balance tennis with your school life, with your education, don't let tennis take over, and mm-hmm. don't let your grades drop. That's something, because like if tennis fails, then you have your education to back up on at mm-hmm. least. So, yeah.
So, education is very important, right? Yeah, for you, course. Josh.
Yeah, too.
What do you want to study when you go to uni?
I want to study mechanical engineering.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so, I like engineering.
Okay.
Stuff like that.
Why are you interested in that kind of...
It's like the concept of problem solving, and like I'm pretty good at maths and numbers, so it's a strength.
Okay. So how about you, Jeff?
This year I'm in year 10. Okay. So I'm not very sure what I want to do.
Okay, still unsure. Yeah. It's okay. That's understandable. How about you, Nia?
I want to go through the path of sports medicine.
Oh, sports medicine.
Like physio, chiropractor.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
But it's a very difficult work as well, right?
Yes.
Okay, how about you? You're studying sports.
Exercise sports science, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm hopefully trying to go into the pathway of physiotherapy as well, so sports medicine in the future. So that's what my plans are in uni, so yeah.
Wow, I'm very much impressed of these young players that we have here. They really have that goal, and they really want to make it happen one day. So your parents must really be proud of, you know, having kids like you. Okay, so do you have any advice to young people like you who wants to also play tennis and compete in tournaments? Do you have any advice among them?
If you really like tennis, just go for it. Like, don't be scared. Like, follow your dreams, because if you put your hard work, you'll reach those dreams if you just put in the hard work. So just need to believe in yourself, keep your discipline, and stay respectful to others.
Okay. How about you, Arden?
I would like to share to those young people listening out there to develop those attitudes and values of respect, discipline, in order to inspire others, because that's our goal, to continually inspire others through tennis. So yeah, trying to gain those values of respecting others in and off the court.
Okay, how about you, Nia?
My advice for young athletes who want to play tennis is to just enjoy the sport and enjoy the game for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because part of being competitive is also just having fun as well. There's a balance between fun, enjoying, and competitive.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just stay humble and be enjoy it, but also be competitive and just have fun.
Just have fun. How about you, Josh?
My advice would be that if you're young player, and you really enjoy it and you want to turn it into something, you just gotta believe in yourself, and you gotta put in hard work, because if you don't believe in yourself, no one else is gonna believe in you.
Mm-hmm.
And you gotta always motivate yourself, push yourself, and yeah, just put in the hard work and everything will follow.
All right. So now I would like to ask you, because like we're also on Facebook Live, and I guess our audience are back from the Philippines. So what would you want to, what message would you want to give to the Filipino young tennis players as well?
To never give up. Just keep striving for what they dream, because you can always dream, go for those dreams. Work hard, because without those dreams, in order to achieve those dreams, you need to work hard, try be the best person you can be, and also, yeah, just trying to develop yourself as a player and as a person.
Yeah, just go for it, just go for it. Don't be scared. And, like, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. You know, it's just God's plan. And just learning how to, just learning from the experience of training yourself, of self-discipline, just learning how to, like, and then just, like, applying that into your own life and to your work.
Josh or Neo, anyone?
My advice is that although there you have ups and downs, that often leads to a beautiful destination. I read that quote somewhere, so I thought I'd say it. And then that what I said before, just you always gotta believe in yourself, and if you know you can do it and you know you want it, then yeah, there's no reason why you can't do it.
That's good. How about you, Neo?
Just enjoy the sport for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's not tennis, just give it a go. Try it anyways. If you enjoy it, keep going. Just to enjoy the game, work hard. I know being in the Philippines, I saw how hard people work there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a nice feeling knowing that people who want it really go for it.
Mm-hmm.
And they try to take the advantage of whatever they can to become better.
So one day, all of you will be successful people, right? What do you want to be reminded of about who you are today as a young athlete?
I want to be reminded of like a person who is disciplined and who is respectful to others, you know, just being that humble person who I always wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
All right. How about you, Arden?
Yeah, just trying to, spread the attitudes of being respectful to others, trying to stay humble, stay grounded, trying not to, display that negative persona. You know, trying to be the best person you can be, because I've said that many times, because that's very important.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I want to create an impact on other people's lives. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Neo?
I would like to be remembered as someone who people could turn to when they needed help.
Mm-hmm.
I like to help people as much as I can and in whatever way I could. So I'd like to be reminded of that.
Josh?
If I could say one thing I just want to be reminded of, I just want to be a reminder to people that I was inspiring enough to make them make something out of their career. No matter what they want to do, just for me to be an inspiration, yeah, that would be really good.
So it has been a privilege for SBS Filipino to have these young and talented tennis players with us who are also smart and who are really goal-oriented people and who have a heart as well to serve the community. Thank you so much, Jeff.
Thank you so much,
Arden. Thank you so much, Neo. And thank you so much, Josh, for coming here.
I'm coming a message.
Yeah, definitely.
This is to John D, Alexa, Nickel, Sal Andre and Ken. Work hard. Always work for your goals. Like don't stop fighting for your goals. And not everything is given to you in a plate. So you have to work for it, fight for it. And any other messages, guys?
We're all behind you, no matter what you
do. Good luck.
We're supporting you.
And can you tell something, or can you give any message to your parents who are here as well?
Hi, Mom. Hi. Thanks for giving, we're on SBS.
What do you want to tell to your mom, Jeff and Arden?
Thank you, Mom.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday. Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Tito.
Happy birthday, Tito.
How about you, Nia? What do you want to say to your mom, Vicky?
Thank you for dropping me here.
No, Tito, thank you. We love you.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you to Coach Pat for always being with us. Yeah, thank you, Coach Pat.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Coach.
You're our inspiration. Thank you.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.